Biblically-centered kids.
Yo, I said yo, and hello. Today is a great day. In fact, today is June 17th, 2025, and we are so glad you are here listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
And this week we are on Virtue Y, which says we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits.
And just like every Tuesday, you know what day it is. That's right, it is Old Testament. So we are going to read a story from the Old Testament and the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because it's the book God gave us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Have you ever practiced really hard for something? Maybe a sport or a specific game or a performance that you had coming up, and then felt really actually ready to do your best? Today we're going to hear how David, a young shepherd, learned how to use his body in wise ways and with God's help. He stood strong in the face of danger. David didn't have any fancy armor or big giant muscles like a warrior, but he trained faithfully and trusted God. And he also took care of his body, his heart, and his mind. So let's listen to see how David showed what it means to have healthy habits and use his body for God's glory.
David was the youngest in his family, and while his older brothers went off to fight in the army, David stayed home and cared for the sheep. But that didn't mean he was lazy. Every day, David used his strength to protect the sheep from wild animals like lions and bears. Oh my! Oh my. He practiced using a sling and stones to defend the flock. That took courage and a lot of skill.
One day, David brought lunch to his brothers at the battlefield. That's when he heard the loud voice of a giant named Goliath. Goliath was huge, over 9 feet tall. He was shouting mean things at God's people and daring anyone to fight him, and the soldiers were afraid.
David couldn't believe that no one was standing up to the giant. He said, "I'll fight him." People laughed. "You're just a boy," they said. But David told them, "When a lion or bear came after my sheep, I fought them off. God protected me then, and He'll help me out now."
David didn't wear armor like the soldiers. Instead, he picked up 5 smooth stones and trusted the strength and skill that God had given him through all his training in the fields. With 1 stone and 1 faithful heart, David ran toward Goliath, swung his sling, and sent the stone flying and smack right into the giant's forehead. And then Goliath fell to the ground with a thud. God had given the victory to David.
Yeah! David didn't become strong or skilled overnight. He trained his body, practiced with a sling, and stayed alert while protecting his sheep. He also trained his heart by trusting in God and staying faithful, even when no one was watching.
Virtue Y reminds us that we can honor God with our bodies by building healthy habits. That might look like choosing to eat better foods for you, exercising, maybe practicing some skills that you have, or ensuring that you're getting enough sleep, and praying regularly, just like David prepared, so that he could be ready when God called him.
Romans 12:1 says, "Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." That means everything we do with our bodies can show how much we love and trust God. So this week, let's remember David. He didn't wait until the big moment to start preparing. He had already trained every single day. And with God's help, we can too. Let's pray. God, Thank you for giving us strong and amazing bodies. Help us to take care of them by making wise choices, like eating good food, getting great sleep, and staying active. Just like David trained and trusted you, help us to train our hearts and bodies to serve you every day. We want to honor you in all we do. In Jesus' name,
amen. All right. Don't forget to tell your mom and dad to visit biblicallycentered.com to get some of those free downloads on our virtue for this week.
We're so glad you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.